Today, I went and saw Mountain Between Us. This is a movie starring Idris Elba, attractive looking black guy who they also were saying could be the next James Bond. And it also co-starred Kate Winslet from Titanic fame. The premise was they needed to get somewhere quick. Idris Elba needed to do an operation. He was a surgeon and he needed to operate on someone the next day. Kate's character, or Alex is her name in the show, she was getting married the next day, but there was a storm coming in. The flights were canceled, and so they decided to charter fixed-winged aircraft. It was Kate Winslet's idea. She overheard him talking, so she talked him into it. And so they went on this plane, and the pilot, he was from Vietnam, and he could do anything, and he didn't file the flight plans or anything, and he brought his little lab dog with him. Long story short, he has a stroke, and the plane crashes, and they're, of course, on the top of a mountain in the worst place in the United States to probably to crash. After that, we're entering spoiler territory. Do they live? Do they die? I wonder what happens from here. Well, spoiler, they survive. In the crash, Kate Winslet hurts her leg. Idris, or Ben as he is in the movie, he cracked a few ribs and had a few bruises, but other than that, he was fine and he treated her leg and buried the pilot who didn't survive the crash. The dog was okay as well. Most of the reviewers were saying there was absolutely zero chemistry between Ben and Alex, or Idris and Kate Winslet, but I mean, really, they're two random people that were put together. I know they weren't casted randomly, but the movie has you believe there are two random people put together. You're not going to automatically have chemistry with someone you don't know. And so, as the movie unfolds, you learn more and more about Ben's character because Kate keeps asking him questions like about his wife and what happened and blah, blah, blah. Anyhow, you learn a little bit more and more. But the terrific thing about this film was the landscape, the outdoors. They were on a snow-capped mountain in January when it was freezing and there was a storm. They had to survive and they only had a little bit of food on them, a few candy bars. Finally, Kate Winslet's like, hey, they're not coming. They're not even looking for us. He didn't even file a flight plan. And then they find out that the beacon in the back of the plane was destroyed, so it wasn't even telling them where they were. So Kate just leaves on her own because Idris wanted to stay and wait for a rescue party. And he eventually follows her and he has to help her down the mountain. And blah, blah, boopity blah, they end up falling for each other. Now, in a way, it's a problem, but Idris, he wasn't married, or he was married, but his wife ended up dying. And so he was single and she was single. She hadn't gotten married. She was getting married the next day. There was that. There was a love story that kind of developed after he had saved her life so many times. And when she fell in the water, and there was a couple times when he thought she was going to die, and he saved her. Then there was the one scene where she actually saved him near the end of the film, where he actually steps in a bear trap, and you don't know if he's going to live. The movie sort of tugged on your emotional strings a little bit with, is he dead? Is she gonna make it? Are they both dead? And then you have the dog who was following them all along. Now that dog had way too much energy for a dog that probably only ate a half a candy bar and some almonds that trip. Although they did show the dog hunting and finding a rabbit at one point. In a way, I felt like the dog was too fat and was too healthy to have really survived a plane crash. Spoiler in the movie is, of course, that they do survive. They do make it to civilization and they're both alive and they go back to their regular lives. And then at the end, Kate Winslet finally manages to scrap together a meeting with him, with Ben. So Ben and Alex finally meet and they basically say, hey, it was nice seeing you, blah, blah, blah. And then they leave and then they both discover at the same time they can't leave like that. They turn around and they run and jump into each other's arms and then the credits roll. That was kind of how the film ended. I guess that wasn't a nutshell, but it was pretty good. I would give it a 4-star. I wouldn't go out and buy it, but I would recommend it to other people. And I thought it was entertaining. And I really loved the cinematography and the location shooting. I'm not sure where they're finding so much snow in these movies here, but it really was a beautiful setting. And it was a great little movie. And I don't know why anyone would say otherwise. The chemistry between them, to me, was real enough. Probably would never put them together in real life. You wouldn't think that those two would be at all together. So I could see that's what they're probably complaining about. But the things that they went through, you could also see where that drew them closer together because only they went through that. So anyway, that's A Mountain Between Us, and I enjoyed it.